mommy's your nails. They're cute. Okay.
Yeah, they're good, right?
Yeah.
I can't stop getting manicures because apparently I love hemorrhaging money.
Viewers, Tynan's manicure. Let me visually explain this to you. It is a silver chrome.
Yeah.
Silver chrome French tip manicure.
Yeah.
Basically.
It's really good.
Yeah.
But I know it's transpiring under the polish, and I'm like, the clown is going to come back to bite one of these days. It's the place that's like a block from me, which will in 1 week no longer be a block for me. And this time I'm not making moving my entire personality. I'm making retinol my personality. So we don't have to talk about the move, but I am moving.
Okay, between the two, I'd prefer you make moving your personality.
That's true. Well, by this time next week, I will be in my new place.
Oh my God, we'll be neighbors.
I know. She's a Brooklyn girl now.
She's in her Hannah Horvath
era. Not her. I was just sitting on Sable's floor eating a bagel, and that was the instant that I got excited about the move.
Aww.
This entire time, it's just been like, people are like, are you nervous about the move? Are you stressed? Are you excited? And I'm just like, the move is just something that is happening to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's just transpiring around me, and I am moving through it. But now I am excited.
Yay.
I want to do something with my... Okay, all I can think about is curtains.
Dude, curtains are expensive, man.
Which
is crazy. Curtains and duvets, it's literally just a huge square of fabric.
It's just fabric.
What are you talking about?
Is this what being 35 is, though? Yeah. I'm literally texting my mom about curtains. Like,
curtains are expensive.
When she was my age, I was 8 years old. She had a kid, and I'm thinking about fucking curtains. But here's what I want.
Okay.
I don't want them to be actual curtains. I want them to be like an art piece. I want them to like go out and connect to the wall and sort of hang.
Interesting.
Like the ghost of Christmas past.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
A little bit.
Okay.
Maybe. I'm thinking of the really dramatic theatrical velvet drapes with the chains on them.
Sort of that, but outward. Like they're trying to engulf you.
What?
Have you seen Nope starring Kiki Palmer? I want them to look like that alien.
That's so scary.
Yeah.
But I support you. Your new place is a railroad floor plan.
Yeah.
So you probably get like two sides.
Mm-hmm.
There's the back side and then the front side of the house that gets light. So you just have two curtains to worry about.
Yeah.
Two sets of curtains to worry about. Yeah, I remember when I was getting curtains, I was like, cool. So I just somehow dropped $400 on fucking window dressings.
Right.
Like, how does this happen? How?
It's funny when you move because everything costs $2,000.
Yep. And the most livid part of it was that I got blackout curtains and they're not fucking blackout. So I had to get blackout curtains for my blackout curtains. It's a liner, a blackout liner behind it.
Stop.
Yeah, because I'm extremely light sensitive. So
yeah,
like
same.
Any bit of light in the morning will wake me up at the crack of dawn.
Yep.
Same. It's crazy. I have that, and I also have the cellular blinds. Like, in the windows, I have three thresholds of light blocking things. And there's still like a little bit of light at the top of the curtains in the gap. So I still wake up with sunlight.
God.
But anytime someone has slept over, they're like, it is pitch fucking black in your room. And I was like, yeah, dude. I'm like, how do you wake up in the morning? I'm like, I don't. And I don't want to.
Literally, if you're going to do one thing, it's sleep.
Yeah. Every boy's house that I've slept over in my entire life, I'm like, you either don't have curtains or you don't have enough curtains. Mm-hmm. Or there's like this like sheer white bullshit that I'm just like, no.
Right.
No, I'm like, I love waking up in the sun. I'm like, fuck you.
No, you don't.
I am never sleeping over here again.
Speaking of blackout curtains, maybe just speaking of blackouts, I do think I'm still drunk from last night. I'm so sorry to say. Yeah, I'm not in a good place.
Was it like, did you get free drinks?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Sable and I are in our club kid era. We were both at club.
At different clubs.
And famously, she and I don't go to clubs.
Never.
I would rather die.
Hate it.
But we both knew the DJ at our different respective clubs last night. So it's funny. She posted a photo from a green room in a club when I was in the green room of a club. And I didn't even I ate a ton last night. Mm-hmm. I didn't. That's the thing. I didn't even get fucked up.
Yeah.
But I woke up this morning. I was like, oh no, I got to record this podcast. I've never done this before, but I texted Sable on the way here and I was like, Sable, I have to get a bagel or I am going to die. I do feel better.
I don't. Yeah.
So.
You'll never catch me telling someone not to bring a snack.
Yeah. No, that is true.
Yeah. One of my closest friends, Dara, was teaching at Elsewhere in the big room. There's like three rooms and she was in like the main big room. So I was like, got to come through. Got to support. It's so funny. Just like club culture, because it's so far removed from when I would go out in when I was like 22 in the Lower East Side. And the vibe is so different. And now it sort of feels just like a very big budget school dance.
Yeah.
Because everyone is like a little awkward. I feel like everybody's at least like 10 years younger than me.
Totally.
And there's like big groups of girls, big groups of guys. You can tell who's there to dance and you can tell who's there to hit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just watching this like group of girls dressed very like everyday clothes. They didn't dress up to go to the club, but they were just like being chaotic and funny and silly. And then there's these like group of six guys around that are just like kind of like peering over to them thinking like, how do I get an in? How do I get an in? And then one of the guys talks to one of the girls. She does not appear to immediately shun him. And then all the other guys are like, he's in. And then they just like swarm around them. And I was like, whoa.
Whoa.
That was a really weird vibe.
Gross.
Yeah.
Not a group of guys.
No. Not a group of guys. I'm like, you're scaring the hoes. Like, stop.
Fellas, is it gay to go to the club with your friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was not amongst the crowd last night. I was in the booth and I was looking out and I was like, it is 2 a.m. and yeah. Everyone is wearing sunglasses. And it wasn't even like that kind of crowd. It was like a techno crowd, I guess. I don't know.
No, techno crowds are that kind of crowd.
Here's the thing about New York. So we were, this is so gross. We are both talking about quote unquote the club in the most joking sense, but yes. The thing about New York is that people will call anything a club.
It's true. It's
coming
true.
From the Midwest, there are bars mm-hmm. and there are clubs. Here, if you have a DJ in a wet basement, it's yep. a club. Or yep. like people are like, we're going to the club, and I've gone with my friends and I'm like, you guys,
you're like, sir, we're at a bar.
This is a bar and grill.
Yeah,
like like with an iPad hooked not up to the speaker. What are you talking yeah. about? But yeah, unfortunately last yeah. night I was at the club and I am paying for it today.
See, in my mind, I always differentiate between clubs and venues, because when I think venue, I think this is a place where like you can have a show, like a band play here.
Okay.
And then when I think of a club, I think of like strictly dance, DJ, like that's it. But now, I guess because of the economy, they're just like melding into one.
That's funny. I never made that distinction. Yeah. I would so much rather be at a show of any sort than a club.
Same.
You know.
The vibe is always kind of weird at Elsewhere, TBH.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's just like me getting older, but I'm just like, why is everyone just a little bit chaotic and a little bit hostile? And uh-huh. I don't know what's going on. I think it's just too many people with main character syndrome in one room together. That's what it is.
Also, people with like going out energy is yeah. really scary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For me now, because I'm just tired all the time. But it is fun to dance. Also, like Dara's a fucking really good DJ.
I love Dara.
I didn't realize that was like a skill and an art. Me being condescending, but Tynan's in his ibuprofen era. For the next 4 to 6 hours.
This is the darkest episode of Smelly Later we've ever recorded. I'm so sorry.
Sometimes, you know, we're human. Sometimes we need a little.
This is the fucking thing about getting older mm-hmm. by Billie Eilish. It's like, I thought I was being responsible last night, and fucking look at me eating a bagel on your floor at 2 p.m.
That's not responsible.
I love
there's something so joyous about like I don't know. See, bagels to me are always my morning after going out food. Mm. So I have a very nostalgic idea around bagels or memories of bagels. My bagel memories.
We are going to get to fragrance at some point in the show. I promise you that.
I mean, you don't like listening to bagel memories?
What was that? What was that tweet I saw you that was like, it'd be two dumbass girls telling each other exactly. Literally us recording the show every week.
Yeah, it'd be two dumbass girls telling each other, quote unquote, exactly us.
Very us.
It's going in the IG carousel. Oh, I had the privilege and honor of visiting the home of Carlos from Arquiste.
Yeah.
He's the founder of Arquiste.
Can you remind me how you made that connection? Oh, your friend.
I'm friends with his publicist.
Got it.
So through business connections.
Yo, Carlos, what's good?
He's so sweet.
Have me over.
His house is so dope. It's literally something out of Architectural Digest. His house also was profiled in Architectural Digest. But it's weird because I don't have like enough rich friends where like I'll go to their, or I should say I don't have enough rich friends with like taste who like go, who just really like do it up for their homes. So just like to see all like the design and just immaculate, the artistic choices mm-hmm. is really cool. And their homes are so clean. And I'm like, I'm not going to assume that you did like a whole home sweep just for me coming over, but mm-hmm. like, damn.
Yeah.
Like, I got to level up.
So did he run you through his entire collection?
He did. Yeah.
And so I know this is a dumb. Wait, no. Wait. He didn't make all the perfumes himself, right? Because he worked with Clice.
He's not a perfumer.
Oh.
He just has a perfume brand, Arquiste. But he works with perfumers, and he also does fragrances for other brands.
Right.
So he did some of J. Crew's, I don't know if they were their first fragrances, but it was like, you know, the second generation of the Jenna Lyons era of J. Crew. Mm-hmm. Like, he did the first fragrances for that era of them.
I think I have one.
Yeah. He did Trudon. He does fragrances with Trudon. Okay. He does the scent of the St. Regis Hotel.
Okay.
Vacation. He did the Vacation scent.
How many fucking people did the Vacation scent? I feel like every time we talk to a perfumer, they're like, I also did Vacation.
Wait, really?
I'm like, there's one. Yeah. Didn't Rodrigo do it?
Yeah, he did it with him.
Oh.
He works a lot with Rodrigo. Rodrigo Flores Rue. So he worked with that. I know it was confusing because it was like Rodriguez Flores Rue in collaboration with Arquiste, in collaboration with Vacation. So I was like, huh?
Hmm.
It's a triple collab?
Yeah.
How's that happen?
Let's have him on the show.
Yeah, I would love to.
You went to his fucking house.
Yeah, be like, now that I've been to your house,
yeah,
come to my pod.
Right.
Literally. But stay in your house.
stay home. Sable also... Sorry, go ahead.
He has the cutest little dog. The Dachshund.
What's his name?
Chorizo.
Chorizo. So cute. That so photo cute. You posted was so cute.
I know.
Let's have him on the show.
Have Chorizo, yeah.
Sable also had the privilege and pleasure of going to the DS and Durga studio.
Yes.
They invited me also, but... It was supposed to be a little press day in Midtown.
Yeah.
And it was in the week during the day, so I couldn't go. I was in the office. It's close enough to my office that it would have been sort of like a Mission Impossible thing to get to work. And I was like, I can't do this. Had I known they were going to switch last minute and do it at their studio, I'd have fucking gone.
Yeah.
I'd have lied to my boss.
Just say, I have a doctor's appointment. Let's get out. It's kind of crazy. Like, I've never been to the DS and Durga studio. And even they were like, what, you've never been here? And I'm like... Yeah, I've never. Why would you think that?
Right,
like, I've never been here. It's cool. It's in the Brooklyn Navy Yard.
Mm-hmm. Which is where Joya is, right?
Yeah, it's like right across the street from Joya Studios.
Sick.
Or where Joya Studios used to be. I think they moved recently.
And they do some of DS and Durga's candles, right?
Yes.
At Joya, least the bottling.
Yeah, Joya does the candling of the candles.
Got it.
They turn the candles into candles. But yeah, the DS and Durga studio is really nice. I mean, I'm so fucking jealous. I used to work at the Brooklyn Navy Yard like ages ago before I was a beauty writer. I was a studio assistant for a friend who had his own design company. And it was like really gritty. You were like in a fucking shipping yard. Mm-hmm. It was not fancy at all. Mm-hmm. But they spruced it up because the city was like, we want to get more artsy people in these studios and charge them lots and lots of money to do it.
Yeah.
So now it's really fancy and nice. And DS and Durga's offices are in there. But David ran me through like a bunch of their upcoming scents, some like secret stuff
he's
in the process of doing. There's like some really, really good shit coming out from them.
Uh-huh.
And really good stuff that he's like, I was just working on this. It might turn into something. It might not. And I'm like, do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was some really cool stuff.
As we know, DS and Durga doesn't care if I live or die, which I think is a thrill. But I'm happy that you got to go to the studio. Actually, they sent us both a fragrance that is coming out in the fall that we've been looking forward to all year.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we can't talk about it.
But when we can,
what we can talk about.
It's really, really good.
Is the scent that you have to ask me.
Oh. Sable. What do you smell like today?
I'm so glad you asked, Tynan. I smell like DS and Durga's newest scent in collaboration with Armando Cabral called Mahogany Cora.
Oh, you're wearing it.
I am.
Wait. That's really...
It's so nice.
Really good.
Yeah, I smelled this a while ago. They had a little like press preview at the Beekman Hotel like 2 or 3 months ago.
That I also wasn't invited to, let the record show.
Maybe they're like, we only need one.
Invite the girl.
And I remember smelling it then, and I was like, ooh, that's going to be like a really good one. I was really looking forward to it. So Mahogany Cora is, let me describe the scent to you first. It's like a really deep, dark, woody, obviously mahogany, mahogany flavored.
I literally can't stop smelling Sable.
Yeah, it's like, it's so hard to describe because it's so complex, but deep at the same time. It's like really earthy, but creamy.
Mm.
There's like a creamy texture to it that's like so nice and warm and inviting. And it's meant to be, so the kora is a West African instrument. It's like in all, pretty much all of like West African music. And like David was like, yeah, I'm obsessed with West African music. It's like a huge influence for me in my musical career. And he met Armando Cabral, who's a model, and also he was a model for a bunch of J. Crew stuff. And then he has his own fashion brand, I believe.
Hmm.
So he was like, let's collab together, because Armando was also big into West African music. So they wanted to make a scent that was in homage to that, as well as capture the feeling of West African music and like, being there. And it's just like, oh, it's so good. It's like spicy and warm and earthy and creamy. And I don't know if that helps anybody understand what I'm trying to tell you.
It's, to me, on you, it's really woody.
Yeah.
and then really spicy.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's a like, woody spicy, but then there's, it's like almost like a gourmand quality to it that I can't put my finger
there
on.
Yeah. Is a lot of subtle sweetness to yeah. me, like in like a lot of underlying sweetness. Mm-hmm. I know you didn't actually just call it a gourmand. I wouldn't call it a gourmand, but it is there though.
Yeah.
That's,
it's almost like a little, like the word we can't say, lactonic.
Lactonic. You think it's creamy?
A little bit.
Okay.
I'm getting like a milky, like lactonic quality to it. That's, but it's subtle. It's just the texture.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's so fucking good.
What I like about this scent specifically, and the one that's coming out in the fall that we can't talk about, and mm-hmm. I suppose
they're a little similar.
Well,
a teeny, teeny bit.
I guess like with the re-release of Pistachio, mm-hmm. and then this, and then what's coming.
Yeah.
I feel like DS and Durga is going into this, like, they're filling out, forgive me for saying this, like, this white space in their collection that yeah. they're just getting, like, warmer and
yeah.
sweeter yeah. and spicier in a way that I personally love, but, uh-huh. like, those are me scents. I love their collection because I do think it stands alone in a very, very unique way. Like, all DS and Durga scents are very, you know,
they're
unique.
They're very unique. They have a signature makeup,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, but... They don't do a lot with sweetness.
No.
For the sake of sweetness.
No.
And, or really spiciness in a literal way, like sort of this hits me as. And they're getting there. And I like that.
Yeah. Well, what's really interesting is when I was chatting with David at the studio, he was like, yeah, I think I want to start trying out some new classic perfume scents, because he's like, we can make quirky scents up and down all
yeah.
day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I can do that all the time. But at the same time, I want to appeal to people who want to smell more like classic fragrance. Hmm. So he's trying his hand out at that, which is interesting because he's going in directions that, like, he showed me some things and I was like, in my head, I was like, oh, that's kind of basic. But yeah. then he was like, I don't know, I'm just like trying these things and seeing what comes up.
It's interesting from yeah. them.
It is, yeah.
I want to go to DS and Durga and try on my body, my perfect body, the, say well after that, I promise you. The hotel scent. What was that? Not the Beakman.
Oh, the Carl.
The Carlisle. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't stop thinking about that blotter that I smelled.
Okay.
In a way.
I think it's in their permanent collection.
I think so too. Yeah. I want to wear that and report yeah. back. What am I wearing right
they
now?
They would send you a sample.
They don't sure. know who the fuck I am, yes, nor do they care. David, Kavi, it's me.
It's me.
Jesus Christ.
Hi, it's me. Tynan, what do you smell like today?
Okay, so this is a brand that I will not shut the fuck up about.
Oh,
to you though. I've mentioned them on the mic, but I've mentioned them more off the mic.
Okay.
Mind Games.
Oh, we were just talking about them.
Yeah. So Mind Games, forget what I've said on the show, but they're a perfume line inspired by Chess. Mm-hmm. Why? I couldn't tell you.
Sure.
And
sure, why not?
They pitched me and I was like, the way that I don't care about this brand, but one of the scents, and this is way back when, maybe a year ago, sounded really lovely. And I was like, let me just call that in. It was like a bitter chocolate and maybe coffee and a little orange fragrance. They said
it about it on the pod.
Yeah, yeah. I really liked it. But then I somehow ended up recently with a discovery set from them. 10 fragrances, I believe. And I have to say that I'm really just delighted in the entire collection.
Interesting.
I don't know. We, not to talk about the capitalism of it all and like being critical of like new brands and product and then covering new things, whatever. We did that last episode, I guess. But
they're not that new.
No, right. They're not. But whenever a new brand comes out, we're both sort of like, okay, but like, what is the point? And like, what makes you different? Like, yeah. what is your reason for being? And we have recently got ourselves into some trouble with some founders for being like, there's no point to this.
Yeah.
And I don't know what, actually, I do know what sets this apart for me.
Yeah.
Some of the brands that we have been critical of in the past on this show, we have been critical of because, you know, they're super luxury, they're allegedly super high end, but they just smell the same. And it's like, so what was the point of this? Yeah. Did you just want a brand and you like recreated all these benchmark perfumes in your own bottles? And was that your idea of a brand too? These feel really, to me, and I've not smelled everything in the world, but these feel very unique, very singular, and really lovely. So anyway, yeah. I'm just really enjoying Mind Games. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing, the one I'm wearing today is called, you might have to read this for me,
Kaisa.
C-A-I-S-S-A. Yeah, probably Kaisa. So there's 10 cents. I think I've worn through about 7 of them. This one I wore on a day that I wasn't going to be seeing anyone except my coworkers because I was like, it's a super white floral. I'm not going to like it. Mm-hmm. Let me just get this over with. And even the one that I thought I was going to hate, I really, really love. It's like some of the hero notes are black licorice, cardamom, gardenia, jasmine, ylang ylang, musk, all things that I don't care about and don't really like. Mm-hmm. And this is just like this sort of really...
Is it on your wrist?
Fuzzy, yeah.
That's nice.
It's gorgeous, right?
It's nice, yeah.
And it's not...
very light and very like, I don't know, fresh and dewy, not heady.
And it feels velvety in a way.
I get that. Like, there's a texture to it.
It feels fuzzy.
Yeah, yeah. There's a fuzzy texture to it.
Doesn't feel like a white floral. I just love it. And if I love the one that I thought I was not going to like this much, imagine how much I like the ones that I knew I was going to like. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. It's just, I'm still sort of like, why chess? Who makes you? I should.
On the one hand, that is a very unique concept.
Yeah.
That's the thing. If like a fragrance brand has either a unique concept or unique scent, mm-hmm. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I need to dig deeper into this brand because I like them too much to know as little as I do about them. But yeah,
I have not heard about them. Like, yeah. I've only heard about them from you. I haven't seen them anywhere.
Yeah. So
I forgot we have a voice note. Let's give it a listen.
Okay. Hi, Sable. Hi, Tynan. I am calling in to ask for some recommendations for fragrances that have sunscreen, sunblock, suntan lotion notes. Summer's coming. Right now, my summer scent is Italian Citrus by DS and Durga, but I really am obsessed with the smell of sunscreen. I know there has been like Vacation came out with a fragrance. I'm wondering if either of you have smelled that and what it smells like. Last summer I wore Beach Walk by Replica for most of the summer. Though it's a little weak for me. I like things to smell really strongly. I really want to smell Rockaway Beach by DS and Durga after they just re-released it, but would not be able to buy a full bottle, I don't think. I also have a sample of Holy Hell by Universal Flowering, but I saw in Fragrantica, somebody said it smells like an electrical fire, and that's exactly what I get. I do not get the sunscreen. But yeah, would love to hear your guys' take on what are the best sunscreen perfumes out there. Thanks.
That's a really good question.
That's a great
and
question.
Topical for yes. Our Memorial Day weekend. Thank you, Allison.
Shout out. Yeah, thank you. What a great question. And yeah. Also, what a great like starting place.
Yeah.
Beach Walk is great. Vacation. I wish Vacation was stronger. I've said that before.
It's an eau de toilette. That's why.
It's a flop.
okay. That is the most literal sunscreeny scent, I think, because that was their intention to do it. So if you love the scent of sunscreen, that is the number one. DS & Durga Rockaway Beach, they sent me a comp of that.
I literally just put it on.
It smells like the environment of the beach in that it's super salty, super kelpy.
Kelpy.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's got a big old kelp accord in there. It smells like the ocean water. If you bottled the ocean water, that's what it smells like.
It smells like...
Not like suntan lotion.
Going to the Hamptons too early when it's still cold
and
cloudy.
It smells like a cold beach.
A cloudy beach. Wow. Yeah. Wow. It's so salty.
It is. It's incredibly salty. It reminds me a lot of the Abel Cyanori scent.
Okay.
Which was also a beach scent that was very salty. And it was meant to be like the cloudy sky over a beach in New Zealand. And this is obviously meant to be like Rockaway Beach. It smells just like Rockaway Beach, but less like garbage, which I appreciate. Because sometimes Rockaway Beach, like, I guess because it's like a city beach.
Yeah.
You just like, you get the waft of just city trash.
Yes.
And then plus ocean air. So it's just this whole melange of salty, trashy, kelpy smell.
Yeah.
Bobbi Brown has a beach scent that everybody tells me has that signature suntan lotion scent.
Yeah.
I have not personally smelled it, but that might be something to check out.
What is the one that I'm fucking thinking of? Oh, Opening Night by Net.
Okay.
the one that's supposed to smell like warm skin at a wedding.
It's like their orange flower.
It's like really creamy coconut one. So yeah, it's like, it smells like sweet coconut.
I think you're thinking of the cocoa one. Cocoa Flair. Or cocoa something. Because opening night is the neroli scent. I have it.
I think I am.
Yeah.
Well, don't trust. Is it called Cocoa Flair?
It's called cocoa something. Yeah, Cocoa Flair.
Cocoa Flair. Okay. I really like all of the net scents. I really like them. They might not be like reinventing the wheel or anything, but
they're crowd pleasers.
Cocoa Flair is so creamy and coconutty and beautiful. Mm-hmm. I also fucking love La Florette.
I know what that is.
It's from that. It's the sandalwoody Isoe Super one. I love that one. And it's so not a me scent.
Okay.
Slay.
I don't think I smelled that one.
So
Mugler.
Oh.
Alien Goddess is a very summery,
extremely suntan.
It's all white florals and suntan lotion to me, completely. And coconuts.
Yep.
As well as Kaoli Utopia, Cocoa Utopia,
Utopia Cocoa.
You just saying Topia over and over.
I love that name. That's such a fucking fire name.
Kaoli Utopia Vanilla Cocoa 21. It smells like vanilla and coconut and vacation.
Oddly, I wish that one was stronger too, which is odd because Kaoli, you can't get away from.
That's very strong.
You think?
On me.
That's the only one that's not crazy strong on me. And I wish it was stronger. Shout out to you for wearing Holy Hell or anything from Universal Flowering. They're so fucking good. Yeah, that's the one with toasted seashells in it.
Ooh.
And
I like that.
That's a really sick pick.
Yeah.
And they have really been blowing up.
I need to get my hands on a Discover scent.
I would say my final one, and it's discoed, and I'm sorry, is, and I talk about it like every third episode, Armani Sunday Joa. Nope. Yes, Sunday Joa.
Yeah.
An incredibly beautiful, creamy, solar floral suntan lotion. I need to track down another bottle of that because that was everything to me at one point.
Damn. Apparently Demeter Fragrance has a suntan lotion scent.
That does not
shock me. So that would probably be, again, a literal translation of that.
Yeah.
I think that's that's a pretty good place to start. Also, it just sounds like you already have you're already on your way.
You know what you like, and you are wearing things from many different types of brands, which I think is great.
Yeah.
Explore.
Explore, please. To your tip, what you were saying about brands that are boring who just release scents that already exist. I forget.
Say it.
Okay, so I forget that people who are not beauty writers or beauty editors are not aware of what's out there. Maybe they smell one thing they like, or they know, oh, everyone's crazy about sandalwood right now.
Sure.
So they're like, I want to make my own version.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people who launch brands just don't realize that they're repeating a lot of what's out there, which on the one hand is a little lazy, like you should do market research. On the other hand, maybe there's not saying only one person can do one type of scent, but at the same time, if it's going to be so similar, that's just my mentality. I would never do something similar to someone and be like, and put my spin on it, because I'm just like, well, they already did it well enough. It's not broke, don't fix it. But I do feel like a lot of people who want to have a brand, they're just not aware of what's out there.
Yeah.
And again, I'm like, do your market research, please.
It is odd to me. And I think that we're both qualified enough to say this. And I know that we sound like a bunch of know-it-all bitches on this podcast all the time. I don't care. But I think that we both work for or have worked with enough people and enough brands that you'd be surprised at how little so many brand founders and brand marketing teams know.
No, truly.
And
truly
are aware. And like how little research they do about their own category.
It's almost like the richer they are, the more in a bubble they are.
Yeah. Yeah. No, literally.
Which, like, not for nothing. The best creativity comes from the people.
Well, the best creativity comes from stakes.
Stakes and lack. Like, people who have to do the most with the least. Mm-hmm. That's where you'll find the most creativity. Mm-hmm. Or people who have at least known that in their lives. Mm-hmm. The billionaires of the world are just never that interesting. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why is this? Why is it like this?
Even going back to what you said, this might be a tangent and probably not what you actually just said, but people wanting to do their own spin on like a sandalwood or this or that. The pistachio reckoning happening this year, I'm sort of like, how did this happen?
sometimes things just pop off for no discernible reason other than delight. Mm. And I think that's one of them. And I love when there's little peaks of chaos in the index.
Yeah.
I love that because it proves... I just like love when there's a wrench thrown into forecasting because I'm like, no, you don't know everything.
Right. But they're all hitting at this like the exact same time. And I'm like...
Okay, maybe there was a trend forecast that we just didn't know about because these people predict things years out.
Was it the DS Studio Juice, do you think, that like pinged it? But that didn't go off all that hard, you know? Like,
Maybe in the perfume world it did.
But we're in the perfume world. We would know.
No, but industry, you know?
Maybe.
I don't know. I do feel like obviously the big perfume houses are doing their own trend forecasting.
Oh, they definitely are.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the really, really big umbrella broad categories that they're focusing on are wellness, AI, and gourmands, which is so funny to me.
And spicy florals, which are getting so spicy and floral that they're moving their way.
That's always been a hit.
It's like the Libra of it all, the Libra and like flower.
Like those types of scents, I think, have always been classically commercially popular.
But I feel like now it just everything is starting to smell like them.
Well, that's just marketing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I wouldn't be surprised if there's more pistachio, more cashew, more.
But I think what I'm trying to say is like, why do it again?
What do you mean? Why do it again?
Why? There are three well-known pistachio scents that have come out or re-come out in the last 6 months. Why would more brands do more pistachio? I mean, I guess to get a piece of that pie,
I think brands are, but we're just not aware of them. Or I think there are a lot of more scents with pistachio notes or pistachio accords in them that just aren't being called out because they didn't know that that was
gonna
the grabber.
Yeah.
You know? It's all marketing, baby.
I guess I just don't understand why you just wouldn't do something different.
That is different.
But different than pistachio.
I mean,
if everyone is now doing pistachio, why would
I don't think everyone is doing pistachio. I think a few select people are doing pistachio in the grand scheme of things.
But like at the same time.
It is funny how they all kind of came up at the same time, but it's still just like maybe I can only think of two. I don't know what third one you're thinking about.
I'm thinking of DS, Hermes, and Cal.
I would not call Hermes a pistachio. Absolutely not. I know the one you're talking about. The new Giordano's and there.
The one that I hated but now love.
Yeah, they call it pistachio, but it's just not it.
It's a lie.
It's a lie.
I think on the dry down. Which
it's
really
just
like.
So subtle. And again, if you never said pistachio, I don't think anybody would have clocked that.
No, I agree with that.
It's like the bias input where once you say it, you're like, oh, yeah, I totally get it. Mm-hmm. But again, I'll never know because I can't unknow it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But of course, the DS and Durgo because it's called pistachio and the Caroli one because it's also called pistachio, which I still haven't smelled that one. But you said it was okay.
It's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
But yeah.
Someone please make me a cashew scent.
What do cashews smell like?
I don't know.
I don't even like when they, like, of all the alternative nut milks, cashew is not the one.
Cashew's the best nut milk.
Really?
Yes.
I feel like it has such a cashewness about it that it's like, you're going to taste me and everything you put it in.
It's the richest nut milk.
It is, yeah.
As someone who is non-dairy presenting, I can confirm that.
I love that.
Cashew milk itself and cashew milk ice cream.
Yeah.
Honey.
We were discussing in my group chat about people who were like,
oh, not this again.
There are people who present as dairy and people who present as non-dairy.
Because then Kara and Rachel brought it over to our fucking group chat. And I was like, this has got to end.
I
hate it.
But I love the irony of being like, Tynan presents as dairy.
I don't even know what that means.
This is the type of person who would be like, do you drink dairy or do you drink non-dairy?
I am so clearly non-dairy.
But it's presenting. A vibe. It's not even the truth.
I don't have a dairy vibe. Oh my, not this. God. I thought this was a safe space.
I think it's because you're from the Midwest. So you have like the wholesome dairiness of you. And they were like, Sable presents as non-dairy. And I was just like, that's racial. But also not untrue. But the irony being that I can digest milk and you can't.
It's so funny to me that you can digest milk and are not gay. Those are two things that will just never compute for me. And I say that with respect and love.
I am an anomaly.
I'm going to pee. I'm so sorry.
Go pee. God.
Okay, sorry. I just had to get that over with before we allegedly started. As we're half an hour in.
It's like, what a great moment for a message from our sponsors. Just kidding. We don't have any. How do we get into this?
Take it away, Sable.
Okay, now that it is the season where we will be smelling, as we said in our last episode, sometimes you smell someone who smells really nice and you want to say something, but you're like, I don't know how to say this. And a lot of people have told me this where they're like, I don't know if I can, I don't know if it's creepy to compliment someone's scent or someone's fragrance. Remember that one tweet where someone thought they were doing something and they were like, there's nothing worse than someone who compliments your scent.
Oh.
It was basically about how like complimenting somebody's scent is inherently creepy. Or,
which is not true.
Not true. But I do think that a lot of people are like, I don't know how to talk about somebody else's scent without appearing to like be creepy or invasive, or like they're gonna think I'm hitting on them. And part of me is like, you know, all three can be true, but
yeah,
maybe you are hitting on them, maybe you're not hitting them. Maybe that's part of the mystery, is that you want them to think that maybe you're hitting on them, or you don't want them to think that at all.
I think complimenting someone is tricky.
Yeah,
it's also a very nice thing to do, but I also have those same hangups, especially like as someone who moves the world as a man, and I look gay as fuck. Like I don't think
yes,
I often
you present as gay.
I present as non-dairy and gay, but like I would like to think that women and people don't see me as a threat, but I also know that I'm a guy, so
yeah,
I think about often complimenting a woman on myriad of things.
There's nothing better than a compliment from a gay guy.
But then I just don't, because I'm just like, I don't know. Let me just leave her alone. You know what I mean? Like, that's easy and free. Let me not bother her. But yes.
Yeah.
Compliments totally are very good and polite, and we should all be kind and make each other feel great.
Also, in my opinion, IMO, I think just because I love scent and I love fragrance so much, that somebody complimenting my fragrance is the highest top tier compliment to me.
Okay, I'm going to ask this, even though you just answered it. What is the best compliment to you?
Smell great. Okay. I think that's the best compliment. Mine, or like, I love the way you smell. Yeah.
Mine is, you have great skin. Ooh. Because it's like, I put a lot of work into all of how this looks, but it's like, my skin, that is not up to me. So thank you.
My next top tier compliment is about being funny.
Yeah.
If someone's like, you're really funny, I'm like, thank you. I don't care if you think I'm smart. I want you to think I'm funny.
That's funny. And lucky you, you are.
Third top tier compliment is, you're hot, which I'm like, yeah. That's like the tier of compliments that I absorb the most, from most absorbent to least absorbent. Because if someone's like, you're hot, I'm like, and? Kidding.
You're like, you're right.
Kidding. Yeah, I'm like, yes, and. It's like improv. But yeah, I would so much rather someone think I'm funny than hot, which luckily I think they do. So there's been a lot of people recently, not a lot, but like more than usual, which is zero, of people being like, yeah, when I met you, of people, okay, specifically people I've met having had a relationship via online first, which is, I think, just a commonality in our digital era.
Yeah.
But everyone's saying, yeah, I thought you were really cool, and then I met you, and you're like really weird and silly and stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's nice.
That is exactly what I thought when I met you the first time.
That's interesting.
I think that IRL, you are way goofier than, and I think that you have gotten goofier online.
Yeah.
I think maybe the goofiness reads, but like social media has evolved, and we're just posting differently than we used to.
True. That is true.
We have more fucking outlets, unfortunately. Yeah. So I think your goofiness does come through. But when I first met you in 2015 IRL? I was like, oh, this bitch is funny and weird, like in the best way. I'm just gay and emotional.
I mostly want this. And I was like, I mostly just want silliness all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm always drawn to people who are also very silly and comfortable with themselves in that way. But compliments. I'm like, how did we diverge from compliments?
Sorry, yes.
But that is also a good compliment. It's like, you're so funny.
There's this meme format going around, not on TikTok, thank God.
Yeah.
That is, what is it, like, compliments are...
Oh, the post that we're talking about. I don't even know if it's a meme format. But
It is.
Oh, it is. Yeah. See, I saw it on Harry Hill's Instagram.
Harry did his own.
It's just a list of non-visual compliments.
Non-visual, thank you. So a list of non-visual compliments, but
they're are so funny.
They're, you know, sort of jokes. So Harry Hill, friend of the pod, is a very funny girl. Some of his are... I haven't met anyone like you that recently. Or, this is my favorite, I love that you just show up whenever.
I love that you just show up whenever.
Your sneezes are subtle and posh.
I love that. Not you being quietly luxurious. Your photo dumps go the craziest.
So we thought we could approach this
yeah.
as our own non-visual, what was it? Non-visual compliments?
Non-visual compliments, which is funny because when you compliment somebody's scent, it's always non-visual.
Mm.
I also think that perfume, because of all of the PR about how like sexual it is, mm-hmm. people automatically tie in, like they associate fragrance with sexuality or I don't know, all that.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's like, no, sometimes you just smell nice. Also, this is assuming that people only clock scent on the gender or whatever type of person that they're attracted to, mm-hmm. which is not true.
Mm-hmm.
Because anytime I compliment somebody's scent, it's usually a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just nice to smell nice, and it's nice to be told you smell nice without wondering, are they trying to, what's going on here?
Right.
What did I? Although sometimes, manipulatively, you may also compliment someone. There's so many ways this can go, which is the beauty of it and the confusion of it. But we have a list of very good scent compliments that my list is mostly things that people have told me
okay.
that I think maybe other people would also enjoy to hear.
Okay.
But also just ways, just different, you know, we're providing you with verbiage to compliment someone's scent because it makes people feel good. And then you feel good for having made somebody else feel good.
Yes.
Everyone should feel good.
Yes.
The end.
The end. What is your first one?
Okay. The first one was probably the best scent compliment I've ever gotten from someone as a Cancer Sun. And that is, you smell like home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That was like, that cut deep with me. I was like, whoa.
Whoa, I was like, I didn't know we were starting off with yeah. that. I thought these were jokes. Okay.
I mean, they're also, some of them are jokes too.
I mean, life is a joke.
Yeah.
You smell like home, but that's heavy.
I know, it was. And I was also like, damn, you don't know me like that.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, it can mean a lot of things.
What were you wearing? Do you remember?
I wish I did. And I tried thinking about that too. I was like, what was I wearing? But it was definitely something like irisy. Mm. And one of those, you know, like comforting... I call them mommy scents.
Oh, I hate that.
I knew you were sorry to do it to you. But in my head, I was like, they're mommy scents. Anything that's kind of like cashmere-y and like tonic and comforting is a mommy scent to me.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. Wait.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
They get sillier, don't worry.
Going a different direction. Yeah. No, it's fine. So
I just started off strong.
I don't think... So, okay, so I guess I didn't...
I'm speechless.
Let me reframe, girl. One time, it was in... I was not in a good place.
Oy.
It was like my last year in Madison. I was just, you know, going through it. And there used to be this guy that would come into the bar. And he was like 8 feet tall. And would always wear this baseball cap, like, really low over his eyes. And he'd always come in with these fucking nerds. And it was like, I think they would come in for trivia, which is a problem all its own. But they would, after trivia, they'd hang out at the bar, like, at the bar specifically. And then his friends would leave, and he would always stay for, like, one more beer. And you know when you don't think someone is hot until you do? Like...
Rarely.
One thing about me is like I can't look at someone for too long because I will end up wanting to fuck them.
Really?
Yes.
I'm the opposite.
Oh no. Like you put someone in front of me for one extra minute and it's wow. over for both of us.
It's like that New York Times thing of like how to fall in love and they make you stare into each other's eyes for like 10 whole minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Oh. Well, okay. So I was like, can this motherfucker leave? Like every night.
Wait,
I was like,
were
go
they into you?
Home. What's that?
Were they into you? Is that why they would linger?
Yes. And I didn't realize that. And then
that's like such the move.
I was like, oh my God, wait, I'm in love with you. He had this like big goofy smile. He was a big nerd. He was like a scientist or something. Anyway.
Well, so what happened?
One day he was over and we were in my living room and I was kissing him and he like pulls back. And when he basically hit the ceiling and he was like, you always taste like frosting and you smell like a cake. And I was like, you know what? You're right. So I think like, I think that does like sum up my approach to fragrance
yeah.
and life is just like, I smell like, smell a, like cake a cake at yeah. all times.
Wow.
And I was just like, you know, guys don't get it right most of the time.
Mm,
I was like, you really hit the nail on the head with that one.
Yeah.
It was cute.
What's funny, I saw this one TikTok where this person was describing compliment expiration dates.
Oh, funny.
And how compliments to girls expire every 2 hours and they have to be like re-complimented.
That's
to so like funny. Reinforce the compliment, where guys will remember a compliment from like years ago. I was like, a girl told me I had nice hands once and I'll never forget it. But I'm like, not no.
Not no.
But I'm like, I think it's also just because in like a very heteronormative way, girls are used to guys just like using flattery.
Sure.
As I don't want to use the love bombing word, but like using flattery as a means. So
it's a love bombing. Oh.
Yeah. So like, so they're like, oh, you're just saying, you're just flattering me to like
right.
sleep with me.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, it's because you did that to yourself. So now you have to pay the compliment toll
yeah.
for all the errors of your ancestors.
And they should.
And you should. As someone with a Leo Venus, I am a sucker for compliments.
A Leo Venus. How do you keep all that shit straight?
It just stuck in my mind. I think because that's the one that roasted me the hardest. So I just like, oh.
I mean, I guess I don't have any room to talk. Mine are really easy because all my placements are in Virgo.
Crazy.
Every single one of them.
Wow.
Anyways.
Anyways, okay, another compliment that someone has told me that ruined my life. Just kidding. Someone said, I need you to waft around me at all times. And I was like, that's nice.
That's good.
It's because like every time, like, you always smell so good. Like, I just like need you around me to waft. I was like, oh, that's nice. It's like your own personal Glade air freshener.
Yours are really good.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is what happens when you're a 5-7 sprayer.
Yeah, this is true. This is true.
If you want the compliments, you've got to spray.
You know what? I sprayed 3 times today.
Ooh.
Yeah. My wild card was like, I did sort of my back. I don't know Ooh. What okay. was. Well, I woke up drunk. That's probably why. But that's,
just like,
I was just going off and listening to Taylor Swift in the shower and crying. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm nearing you today.
Okay.
My one that I have gotten before, and albeit is rare because of the type of shit that I wear, but you smell like my dad.
Whoa.
Ooh, and I'm like, okay. I don't, that's a conversation
giving
that
daddy.
I don't need to be having.
Excuse-ma. Like,
absolutely. What?
Excuse-me.
Yeah.
I was going to say excuse-me and excuse-moi at the same time. And it came out as excuse-ma. It's giving quiz-mois.
Title of app.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I get it.
Yeah.
But also,
wait, like what type of dad are we talking about?
Listen, that was something where I asked no follow-up questions. I was like, I'm gonna leave that one to
like,
you. That is your struggle
dad?
And not mine.
Are you a, I don't know, like a lumberjack dad? There's right. so many dads to have.
So many dads.
Yeah. It's a lot of dads out in the world.
Your dad didn't wear perfume, right? Or did he?
No.
My
dad is an auto mechanic. He always smelled like engine grease and Gojo hand wash.
Exactly
yep.
the same.
Yep. Yeah. And sweat. Just like dude sweat.
Yeah
but it's the smell of dads to me.
Yep.
Speaking of dads, one of my favorite compliments to give to men about a particular men's fragrance is, men, what's stopping you from smelling like this?
You do love that.
Whenever there's a very good for men scent or just scent of a man, I'm just like, men, what's stopping you from smelling like this? Which classically I will always, it's my personal tagline to Hermes H24.
Yes.
My favorite for men scent.
That is a really, really good one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One that I have gotten more times than I would like to admit, and always from women, mm-hmm. is I used to wear that in high school.
Oh, that is like a compliment and a burn in
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
That is some icy hot right
It's
there.
A compliment and a, like such yep. a read.
Yep.
And it is always, I can like pinpoint what fragrance is. Curious by Britney Spears.
Mm-hmm.
Paris Hilton.
Tracks.
The original.
Yeah.
And I will say, do you remember? It was like one of the last things that we did together during your time at Allure. I think I did all of the Victoria's Secret fragrances.
Yes.
That is, so I was for a week or two, more like two, I was just wearing a Victoria's Secret fragrance every day. And yeah, women would stop me and be like, are you wearing? And
it's yeah. so funny.
But I will say that the Paris Hilton one is the one that really knocks people off their feet.
Yeah. I don't think I would ever clock that.
No, and it's just like, it is. I don't like it at all, the original. It's like a really caustic white floral. I hate it.
Mm.
But I have worn it a couple of times, and people go nuts. And I don't think it's about the fragrance itself, but it's about the memory of it and the nostalgia.
Totally,
of it.
Totally. You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, on that tip.
Yeah.
One compliment, I feel like one like across the board compliment I get a lot, is you smell fancy.
Mm.
Yeah. Which I guess is like a way of saying like, you smell like you're wearing expensive perfume without saying that.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, you smell fancy. I'm like, hmm. That's like, it was a nice one to throw out.
It
I
is.
I think. Yeah.
Do you think that sort of just having a scent that is perfume is inherently smelling fancy? Like, do you think that, or do
no,
you think there's
because
a type
I think
of
there's
scent?
Types of scents
sure.
that smell fancy and types that just smell like smells.
Because I guess I don't think people would. How do I not sound like an elitist bitch? Like, I don't think you'd wear Love Spell and get that
no.
compliment.
No,
justice for Love Spell, to be clear. But
unless I could see some people compliment. It's like a read on both words, on yeah. both ways. Mm-hmm. The type of person who gives you that compliment versus the type of scent you're wearing. If you're wearing like Victoria's Secret Love Spell and someone's like, you smell fancy, then you're like, oh, what is your idea of fancy?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. It goes both ways.
Which I think is very endearing.
Yeah.
Also, if I was wearing, I don't know, like Bath and Body Works Warm Vanilla Sugar and someone's like, you smell fancy, I was like, oh.
You are not gonna hate on Bath and Body Works.
I'm not hating on it, but I just think it's cute
in this house
that people think it's fancy.
I guess I am in your house.
I don't even think that in a derogatory way. I just actually think it's endearing.
I think it's funny yeah. how many very, very expensive fragrances smell yeah. identical same. To Bath and Body Works.
Like all the fucking sugar. Parfum de Marly stuff.
Parfum de Marly
smells like fluffy girl scents.
There is one specifically yeah. from them that I'm like, yeah. this just is Warm Vanilla Sugar. Like, what are you talking
is
about?
Is it the pink?
Yes,
I was
going to
say the pink one, then I'm like, they're all fucking pink.
I only own the pink one, so yes, it is the pink
yeah,
one.
Yeah, the one that, the TikTok one.
Yeah.
Is it the light pink or like the hot pink bottle?
I have both, and I think it's the hot pink.
Yeah, I think you're right. There's one that smells like marshmallows, and then one that just smells like girls.
Yeah.
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 I just think pink girl. That's the pink girl scent.
Yes.
There is a pink girl scent. We all know it.
There is a pink girl scent.
Don't lie.
Yeah.
That's the one. I mean, if you are the brand that is like every recognizable as the pink girl scent, good on you, because that's a tough corner to market. Uh-huh. That is a tough market to corner. Dyslexia.
Yeah.
Oh, another one that I like is when someone, a couple of people have told me, like, I love how I can tell when you've been around.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. My friend Dara always says that. She's like, oh, I can smell your perfume lingering.
Nice. That's
or like I'll go to her house and then cuddle her cats and then she's like, oh, now Cheek smells like you. Which I'm like, you must have a very sensitive sense of smell.
What's the cat's name?
Cheeks. He has a really round head and his obviously the name is because his cheeks are so cute and round.
Wait,
darn. Unfortunately, he's the cutest cat who will not let you touch him.
Oh.
I hate that. So it's like the cute cats and they're like, if you touch him in the wrong place, he'll fucking bite you. And I'm like, God damn it.
I love a loud cat.
I love a vocal cat.
Yeah.
That when you just look at them and they're like, meh.
Okay, I guess to echo yours, I'm kind of riffing because this is not the episode I thought yeah. we were doing. Either my sheets smell like you or my sweatshirt smells like you, blah, yeah. blah, blah. I'm never ready for that one. And oh. I'm also like, define smell.
Sometimes
like
it's true just out of events. And that's true. Like, oh, my sheets smell like you. And I'm like, yeah, because...
For well, reasons. Yes, that. Even just like spending the night somewhere, obviously. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I do love, more so than that compliment, I love being able to give that compliment.
Mm.
You know what I mean? There's nothing better than like, you know, yeah. wearing someone's sweater. Gross.
Disgusting.
Jesus, being in love is so humiliating.
There's a really funny tweet I saw that was like, oh, you're in love. That's so nice. I bet you're not as productive as you used to be. Or my absolute favorite tweet, which is, you cannot have a crush and a job at the same time.
That's your favorite tweet, and it's so funny.
It's just the truest thing I've ever read, and I'm like, good God, that's right. I haven't had a job since. In my crush era.
Shit, what is the one that I saw? I'm not gonna be able to find it. It's from the bottom of my heart, I really believe if you have a boyfriend with a podcast, you're entitled to every pharmaceutical drug 1950s housewives got.
Oh my God, that's so good.
What up?
And awful.
And true.
I fully attest that having a podcast is the most cringe thing about me.
Oh, absolutely.
I'd love to be cool and mysterious, but I have a podcast.
My favorite thing about this is that we both do not tell people about it.
Oh, never.
Like,
it's the worst thing about me.
And when people are like, you have a podcast? I'm like,
don't
no.
listen to it.
Like,
ever since one person that I'm seeing was like, oh, I listened to your podcast, I was like, well, now I can't talk about anybody on this podcast anymore.
Literally.
Because he like clocked something I mentioned that had to do with him. And he's like, I was like, well, now that you're listening, you ruined it for everybody.
yeah, exactly. It's funny. Sable and I visited the Aloria store.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
On Wednesday.
Yeah.
So if you're in New York or visiting, please go visit Aloria. The store is gorgeous. They have a really fucking bomb cafe too.
Dude, such a great... I'm like, how has nobody thought of this idea before of having a cafe in your fragrance shop?
So good.
That also does, they have a chocolate pairing to go with their fragrances where like they've paired select chocolates and then you bite the chocolate and as you smell the blotter. It's so cool. It's just like such a cool interactive
experience. It's a lot of multitasking, I'll be honest. It is. But it was neat. Gorgeous. It's like in Nolita, right?
I don't fucking know what neighborhoods are. It's on Spring between Mott and Mulberry.
Okay. It's next to Majuri.
It's next to Rice to Riches.
Yes. Anyway, Sable and I were at dinner afterwards at Emporio. Go there, but don't fill it up, you TikTok bitches. And we were talking about the show, and both of us being freelancers and all of that, it's like, personally, I never know why brands reach out to me to come to events and shit. Because, like, I mean, of course, I cover perfume on this and other places. And, of course, I write about beauty. But it's not sort of like I used to just because I'm busy with other brand stuff. But anyway, we were talking about, like, in the least douchey way to say this, I think the podcast sort of bolsters both of our career profiles.
Does.
Do you
it
know
does.
What I mean? I don't want to say public profiles, like shoot me in the head, but like our career profiles.
Yeah.
I think people very much associate this podcast with us more than we associate ourselves
which is
great. It's like,
I didn't realize that.
Neither did I.
To me, I'm like, this is such a DIY ramshackle production.
Oh my God, right.
But to other people, they're like, you have a podcast. I'm like, literally anybody can do this. And everybody does. And that's why it's problematic. And they've ruined it for everyone, including us.
Exactly. No, but yeah, I guess.
Spreading your misinformation.
I guess all that to say, it's like.
Yeah, it is a thing.
It is a thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's a nice thing. I love that we do this.
Oh, same.
I love the opportunities that it's also afforded us in the world of scent. And I love exploring scent in ways even beyond fragrance.
Right.
I would like to do that more.
Yes. I guess it just means to say it's funny to me that this is the first thing that many people associate with
agree,
us. But it's
agree.
The last thing that we will bring up.
I agree. So. Yeah. Like when people introduce me, they're just like, this is Sable. She has a podcast.
Same. And I'm like, do what?
Yeah. I was like, oh, I forgot about that.
or I didn't want you to know.
Yeah. Not like she's a beauty writer. She's worked at no.
This is Sable. She's hot.
I would love that intro. This is Sable. She's hot. It's such like a roast at the same time. Okay, wait. Whose turn is it? It doesn't matter. Mine will sound silly now that I'm reading them out loud, but.
We literally started this off with Harry Hill. You're fine.
Know. One really good compliment, which. In retrospect now, I'm like, I don't know if this is not creepy because it's inherently creepy, so it should only be done to people close to you, is just doing a big inhale when you hug them. I love that. I will hug my friends and like get in their neck and then just like do a big inhale and they're like, what are you doing? And I'm just like, you smell really nice. I just like the least it smells more comforting as my friend.
I love that. Well, it's also, I'm going to rip off yours, but as Sable and I, we're walking home on Wednesday after Aloria. Mm-hmm. It was a little chilly and I was hot. You were cold. So I was wearing a suit. I gave her my blazer and she was just like, I was like, sorry if it smells. And she was like, it smells like you. And I was like, I think that's a compliment.
That is a compliment.
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
But that is a nice thing I like to do with friends when you just give them a hug and do a big inhale on their neck. And they're just like, are you smelling me? And that's when I'm just like, yeah, we're that close now. This is the tier of friendship where I just smell you. At least it's like not your armpit. It's your neck,
please,
which is like a normal
God.
Area. I feel like people would be much more uncomfortable if you just like put your nose in their armpit.
Oh my God. I cannot.
But it's the intimacy of the hug and the smelling of the hug. Whereas obviously if you do it with the wrong people, they're like, that's weird.
Yeah.
But if you do it with the right people, they're like, ooh, cozy. We're friends now.
I love that.
Oh, another one was, how can I bottle you? Someone asked me that once.
Yeah.
Because I always smell nice. And they're like, God, I just think you should bottle you. But I'm like, you'll never get the same scent twice. Ha ha. Like a little goblin.
I do love that.
There are many times in public where I will pass by somebody who smells nice or be sitting next to someone who smells nice. And I'm always like, do I not say something? But I'm like, people want you to say, like, I feel like if you wear fragrance, you would not be offended by someone telling you that your fragrance is nice. It's the thing to get compliments. I mean, to me, mm-hmm. a non-visual way to get compliments. It's the best non-visual compliment.
I mean, I think any compliment is okay as long as you just like drop it and go.
That's true. Yeah, you know? It's like, don't get weird about it.
Like if they engage, yeah, fine.
It's always the way you say it. It's like not what you say, it's the way you say it.
That's so real.
I've definitely had people, usually it'll be a man who is like, not to be creepy, but like, you smell great. They'll always like kind of preface it like that. They're like, not in a creepy way, but yeah. You smell really nice. And I'm like, I always think it's funny because they're like, oh, you're scared of me.
As you should be.
Best thing a man can be is a little bit afraid of me.
Yes.
Anyway, you should compliment people on the way they smell in a good way.
You should be kind to people.
Yes. Also, it's just like a good opener.
Yeah.
A good connection. You smell so good. What are you wearing?
Well, I do think whatever perfume someone wears is like a peek into their brain.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, very much so. In a way that's a little bit more intimate than the way you dress or the makeup you wear.
Because perfume is like a little bit more intentional mm-hmm. than an outfit or whatever. And of course, dressing is intentional as well, but perfume is like you have to clothe yourself, unfortunately.
Yes.
But you don't have to wear perfume. So
because sometimes you have to dress a certain way for a certain context or like a work environment, or maybe you have a uniform, but perfume is the way you can express yourself mm-hmm. like much more freely.
I really like, and I think he said it on the show actually, but Matthew Herman from Voicemails always talks about women wearing a traditional super masculine men's scent before the presentation mm-hmm. or him himself wearing a really floral, traditionally feminine scent before this or that, just to sort of project something else. Or like, even if it's not projecting, it's like a meditation on that feeling internally. And I think about that all the time, actually.
I do too, because I definitely know women who love, who gravitate towards men's scents. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's the aura that you're trying to project mm-hmm. in your masculine energy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I also think it's funny when I wear what I think is the very coded feminine scent, like a super floral, usually like white florals, because if there's any florals I'm drawn to, it's usually white florals, mm-hmm. something like that. And then I feel like I'm like, I'm such a girl. Like I feel girlier when I wear it. Mm-hmm. Also, funnily enough, those are the types of scents that I get more gratuitous compliments for. When I was wearing Prada Paradox for a week and everyone was like, oh my God, you smell amazing.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, what is it about the girl smell?
You did get a lot of compliments on that, didn't
you?
Yeah, it was weird. Do you think it's like the projection of it?
I mean, it is a beautiful scent.
It is.
Hands down.
Yeah.
No cap, but I just thought it was interesting because to me it reads as so commercially feminine.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what is it about this? But then I'll wear something like Crystal Saffron a lot, which I don't think it's coded either feminine or masculine in either direction, but I think it's so mysterious mm-hmm. and that has a powerful projection.
Yes.
So
yes,
maybe it's also just the fact that everybody can smell it for so long that then they're like, whoa.
I think there's a part of a person that will delight in any scent, you know what I mean?
True.
Just like the mere like recognition of a scent, I think, is like often very pleasing.
Yes,
you know what I mean? And like fun, and like you said, it's a just a different expression.
Is
local man discovers perfume, but
but it's definitely a point of connection. I don't think I've ever had a boring conversation after that opener. Mm-hmm. That's the cool thing about it. Mm-hmm. So I'm always like, you should tell people when they smell nice because they'll appreciate it.
Yeah,
and it's a way to like become friends or more than friends manipulatively.
Compliment people, but don't be weird about it.
Yeah,
you freaks.
It's the bottom line here. Gives a compliment unintentionally.
Yes. Tell us your favorite compliments.
Yeah.
Fragrance or not.
Mm-hmm.
And while you're doing such things,
you can find us at our website, smellylater.live, where you will find our merch. You can leave us a little voice note on the hotline, and you can follow our Instagram at smellylater.mp3. I'm at Sabletooth Tigra.
I feel so much better than I did at the beginning of this episode. Thank you.
Thank you, Bagel.
Thank you for that ibuprofen.
Bagel memories. Comes back to Bagel memories.
And I'm at Tynan Buck. And until next time, we will smell you later.